So this is Kay Sidebottom and Sharon O'Rourke, and we're doing the BA Education and Professional Development Professional Discussion for the ITL module. So I'm going to ask you a few questions, Sharon, about your project and about your paper, which I've got here, and I'm going to just pull a few things out that I'm really interested in talking to you about. So first of all, obviously, it's around the Cook and Eat project and your creative innovation that you did there. So do you want to start by just telling me a little bit about why you made the change and what you did?
Yeah, look, in his first day of school, around this subject, we're looking at creativity and innovation, and we were asked the question, what is creativity? And I think in my mind, and in fact a lot of those minds were, it's about art, knitting, sewing, those sort of things. And until you actually started reading more into it, the theory side, it was like, wow. You know, and we were shown the video of Ken Robinson's talk about the sausage factory. And it just gets you thinking that when you're toddlers, you know, and or you're newborns, you're toddlers, and then you are so creative. And I work within a nursery setting as well. And you see the kids that they're just, the minds just blow you away, or the role play that they're doing. But then when you move into school, I just feel it is that sausage factory, and I know I'm using that word, but the sausage factory effect, that we're told what to think, when to think. And I just think, no, we need to get more creative around what I'm doing. So I chose the Cook and Eat. That is one of my babies. And it's not just about cooking, it's about looking at the nutrition side of things. Why are we cooking? But during these sessions, one of us parents actually said, actually, I'd love to do it with my children. However, I'm really scared within a kitchen setting for the safety. So I came up with the idea where we'd do the Cook and Eat within a family setting in a room what's not in the kitchen. And then the children could join in. So we did it, say, for example, we did pizzas. So we all made our own pizzas. And it was fabulous because the children started, if they didn't like tomatoes, they'd still put tomatoes on the pizza or peppers just because the friends were. And to me, that is peer learning.
Yeah, yeah.
So again, looking at the Mitra talk as well in the DVD, and that just so hit home. And I thought, wow, you are doing peer learning already. And sometimes you don't recognise that. And it's with the adult Cook and Eat. I've actually had one of the ladies say, well, I work in a Chinese, I make a lovely stir fry. And she actually took the class
Wow. The
week after. And then someone said, well, my uncle's goulash is fantastic. I've got a recipe. Can I fetch that in and we'll do that? So to me, it's that knock-on effect. And some of those people have gone on to be volunteers.
Wow.
So it's just amazing. So yeah, I did the pilot, the Cook and Eat.
Yeah.
And then for 20 minutes, while I was cooking the pizzas, they got a bit bored. So they had free play. However, the toys and everything else had been taken away just for safety.
Yeah.
So it's, what could I do? So I were asking the parents what they'd like to see and put some physical exercise in there called Busy Feet. So your Busy Feet, a CD. So it's music with physical exercise.
Mm-hmm.
So I can stretch like a giraffe, I can slither like a snake.
No, brilliant.
And because they do it in the nursery, they're aware of it.
Mm.
And they really, really enjoyed it. But also they can take it home. So they can get the DVDs from us as well, and then they can take that home.
Brilliant.
And do it at home. And then also what they've been doing is, for the evaluations, I've got them to write on sticky notes for themselves, but also the children. So although a child at 2 cannot write, he can certainly vocabulate what he thought, or he's tried a tomato rather than, you know, and he doesn't normally like them. And then also they've been taking photos at home of things that they've cooked at home. And I've been making a portfolio for the centre. So it's been absolutely, it's just blown my mind really, it's fabulous. And now I'm thinking, where can we go next?
Yeah, that's brilliant. I'm interested in, so this idea of peer learning, and you mentioned Mitra, and in the Mitra video, there's just no sort of teacher intervention, is there really?
Yeah.
They're just kind of left to it.
Yeah.
And I wondered how far you went with that, and whether it sort of changed your role as a teacher and how that felt.
Well, with the parents and children, so we've got all the vegetables laid out, ready for the pizza making, And I just let them be so creative. They could do what they like. It don't matter. Does it matter if they stuck a Peter Lesset on there? It don't matter.
Yeah.
As opposed to cheese. And I just let them get on with it. And it were amazing just to watch, because I sat them on a big community table. So we were all together. And then the children actually were just, some were copying each other. And some were just getting on and doing their own. And I did actually say to the parents, let's just let them roll with it. We don't need to tell them what to do, just let them do whatever they want. You know, and I sat there and I actually made a flower on my pizza, but then the inquisitiveness came then and went, what are you doing? I want to make a flower. And I'm like, well, you'll make your own flower. But I didn't tell them how to do it.
No.
You know, and the parents, again, they were blown away, because it's like, well, they won't eat peppers at my house. Why are they doing it now?
Yeah. You know, that's incredible. So you were almost sort of learning, well, sort of modelling learning and sort of sitting alongside them as one of them then.
Absolutely.
And is that quite different from how you would have taught that before?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I really, really loved the Miniature DVD, and I was blown away by it, really. And I just wanted to put that creativity back into the children, but the adults as well. I work in a very deprived area, and it's as if the parents have gone back to school when they come into class. It's so lovely. I once did some messy play, and I found that the children were away playing with toys, and the parents were actually doing the painting and the messy play, using their hands.
And
it's as if they missed out at school.
Yes, you're giving that back to them, aren't you? Giving that opportunity back. Is there any sort of flip side to this then with Mitra? Because there's been a lot of criticisms of his work that we sort of talked a little bit about. Do you think there are sort of circumstances where that wouldn't work, or?
No, I don't think it would within my teaching, within the cook and eat sessions especially, whether it's adults or with the children as well. Because again, when I just do it with the adults, I let them, you know, if they're making a pie, they can choose whether they want to put pastry on it or not. They can put it underneath, they can put it up. I'm not bothered, it don't matter. It's their dish, it's whatever they want to do. And again, with the recipes, does it matter if they don't put courgettes in? Does it matter if they don't put onions in? Again, it's just let them get on with it.
Yes.
So within my setting, I don't see a problem there.
Possibly within other learning contexts might be tricky.
I can see that if it were more of a structured program, such as a maths or an English program, I can see that. And also we've got a parenting program, the Solihull program, and I could see it not, there's some peer learning in there because we're all listening to everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And there's that critical friendship. However, it is quite structured and so I could see it not working in there.
Yes, so it depends
on the context.
So I think it's
got to be whatever, the context of the actual learning.
Yeah, brilliant. So I was just thinking about the family learning, and there's such a lot in there, isn't there? Because you've got those bits of maths going in there, and there's you're developing English, and there's also the development of relationships and all that sort of stuff. So I'm just wondering where you think the future's kind of heading around family learning, and what sort of, you know, why nothing's being made more of all these benefits of what could be done with it.
Yeah, I think within my set, well, with this journey that I've taken, I've actually already, I'm wanting to, and I've started setting the stones in motion, that I'm wanting to actually incorporate maths and English, because cooking is maths and English.
You
may not realise that, but there's so much maths within, and also reading and ICT as well, because they've been taking photos and sending that in to me. So I see this journey where we're going to do cook and eat, maybe for an hour, but then move it on to an hour's maths or English or even ICT. And I have spoken to some organisations that's really on board with this. And I've researched, as a research teacher, you're looking at a lot of our parents are age 6 standards for maths and English, age 6 and 7. So that's really, really low. So I've spoken to some parents as well, and they think it sounds a great idea because they're scared to go into a maths class, they're frightened to go into an English class. And I must admit, I was frightened of maths. Really, Frax, I was told I was rubbish at school. But I'm doing it all the time, and it took somebody to tell me that. So I think they're the same. We need to tell them. You know, and they've said because it's just going to be sort of an introduction to maths, they'll feel more confident moving into a maths class.